Hugo Weaving stars in the highly anticipated SBS drama series, The Airport Chaplain.
You must have a few stories.
A pilot's having a panic attack at 30,000 feet.
At Australia's most chaotic airport resides its steadiest hero.
You get to decide
whether you keep hiding or whether you open up to what's outside.
Hugo Weaving is The Airport Chaplain. Starts 26th of August on SBS and on demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
An overhaul of the National Disability Insurance Scheme has passed the Senate with coalition support and been sent back to the Labor-controlled lower house to be rubber-stamped. Analysis by the Grattan Institute suggests hundreds of thousands of people will be moved off the scheme or prevented from joining under the changes. Applicants will be assessed in stages under a new test to determine their functional capacity. That test is still being developed and will replace the current diagnosis-based model. Acting CEO of Peak Body People with Disability Australia, Megan Spindler-Smith, says
access to the supports that they need to be able to get out of bed, access the community, go to work. You ostensibly isolate people.
She says many lives will be made smaller by the reforms, which will slash social and community participation supports in half.
The support needs don't go away when the funding is cut or when the supports are removed. They just get pushed onto other systems or other people, and that means isolation.
Since it started in 2013, the cost of the scheme has ballooned, rising to $50 billion this year and projected to hit $100 billion within a decade. The government says its overhaul will slow the scheme's growth and save almost $38 billion over 4 years. Greens MPs like Jordan Steele John say the focus on financial cost has made many disabled people feel like a burden.
Many people during the course of this debate for the government has been trying to push this legislation through have shared with me that they have felt as though they are being talked about in a way that leaves them feeling like a burden, and that is just not okay.
Health Minister Mark Butler says reining in spending growth was necessary to safeguard the scheme's financial sustainability and social licence.
This plan puts the scheme back on track, and I'm confident secures it for decades to come. It genuinely has transformed the lives of hundreds of thousands of people, and I want to continue to see that happen for decades to come. But we know also that we need to build supports for people who were never intended to be covered by the NDIS, people with more low to moderate support needs, those sorts of second-tier supports that were envisaged by the designers of this amazing reform.
After a snap Senate inquiry that received more than 4,500 submissions amid sustained campaigning from advocates, the government cut a deal with the coalition to pass the bill. A total of 63 amendments were tabled across both houses, but Disability Program Director at the Grattan Institute, Sam Bennett, says those that passed are only minor in scope.
I wouldn't say any of them are particularly significant, in all honesty. I think mostly they're pretty minor tweaks to the existing provisions within the Act. Many of them probably done by government to try and clarify their existing drafting.
The coalition secured amendments to create new fraud offences, including penalties for NDIS providers that offer inducements or kickbacks. The legislation also includes clearer guidance on what supports parents are expected to provide, clarifies rights to request reassessment, and boosts whistleblower protections. After pressure from the Greens, the government also added to explanatory material clarifying a requirement for applicants to seek all appropriate treatment before being eligible for the NDIS. Megan Spindler-Smith says it was a significant win.
what we now have is some really strong clarification that things like restrictive practices, and that's anything that limits the rights and freedom of movement for people with disability, and that can include seclusion, chemical restraint, mechanical restraint, physical restraint, or environmental restraint, those things are being clarified that they are not part of that, because in theory they could fit under all appropriate treatment.
Another amendment clarifies the scope of ministerial powers that will allow social and community supports to be cut, while safeguarding other supports for participants with the highest needs.
We see that as something that will make sure that people who do require 24-hour support and care are not going to be impacted in the same way, because there were some real concerns.
The focus will now shift to programs being created by the states and territories, which will be responsible for providing alternative supports from January 2028. They'll be funded through a 5-year $10 billion commitment, which is split evenly between state and territory governments and the Commonwealth. Most advanced at this stage is Thriving Kids, a $4 billion program for children with mild to moderate autism and developmental delays. It's meant to start in 6 weeks, and preparedness varies by jurisdiction, but despite agreeing in principle, Queensland is yet to sign up. Mark Butler says he remains confident alternative supports will be put in place.
That's the deal that we've struck with states and territories. Thriving Kids is well underway. Implementation plans have been agreed with all states and territories except Queensland, which frankly needs to get its act together. But all other states and territories have implementation plans in place to build them. They'll be in place before the 1st of January, I'm very confident.
But he acknowledges much of the design and delivery of this overhaul is yet to come.
We have a ton of work to do on other population groups. So kids over the age of 9, adults with more low to moderate support needs. We've got a lot of work to do with states and territories, but we've got time to do that. We've got the commitment of all states. Premiers and chief ministers signed that deal with the Prime Minister earlier this year. We've got money allocated. We now just have to get on with the job.
A technical working group will provide advice to government on the new assessment tool this year and into next. The new legislation is also due to undergo statutory review within 5 years. T. Mitchell, SBS News.
Flu-proof your holiday plans with Demisen Cold and Flu Day and Night Tablets. Get effective round-the-clock symptom relief. Demisen gets it done. Get it for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use.